And that's a garbage man. Yeah. He's a garbage man.
And the autumn lies cool. We found a home away from home.
He's got a lot of pool. He's got a lot of pool.
Our love was somehow special. Our love was somehow blessed. Through the years it never faltered. Down at Shady Rest.
Now she's well, most of them, yeah. He's a politician. Yeah. He's a patronizer, you know, really. I don't know what term it is. You know, a bum, basically, is what I'd call it.
Have you ever heard of payroll or
China? No. No.
What about underneath the trees, we spend two nights a week.
Right. And the winter nights are cold. We found a home. I'm going to the grocery store. You know. Which one? The warehouse, you know. The grocery store. Yeah, you know, supermarket, grocery store, it all carries kind of the same connotation. Supermarket is a bigger place. It's a super market, you know. But a grocery store and a supermarket could be, you could be a grocery store and a supermarket, but you wouldn't hardly be, you know, a supermarket, you know, quote, grocery store.
What about the place maybe inside the warehouse?
Like a deli, delicatessen. Food counter, you know.
So rapidly, it's thrilling to see the progress they make, especially on a Kimball organ from Patch Piano Company in Houston.
Yeah, condo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people around here, though, would get mixed up and think you were talking about prophylactics, you know. Hey, man, give me 12 condos, you know. So what kind you want, Royal Knight or Sultan, but... that's something that you read about, you know, and people around here basically are fairly well read. They have opinions on every, you know, thing like that. And they watch a lot of Tube, David Frost, Johnny Carson, and a lot of them call him Bob Snyder, Tom Snyder. You hear him the other night when he was talking about Dorothy Parton. Yeah, he meant Dolly, you know, and he said Dorothy Parton. Well, he said, yeah, good, but he didn't apologize, you know, and not then. I didn't see him the next day. He might have come back and apologized. You know Tom. Yeah, it was Snyder. I love Snyder. Well, he's from Georgia, you know.
I didn't know that.
That's where he started out, was in Savannah, I believe, in radio.
Have you ever seen Danny Aykroyd's impression of him?
Yeah, Aykroyd, yeah, he's okay, like I said, when he's doing somebody else. When he's doing Jimmy Carter, you know, Tom Snyder. It's Nixon's not any good. Rich Little's the only one that can do. Mm-hmm. Rich Little's the only one that can do Nixon. You know, he really is. Rich Little does the best Johnny Carson, too. He does that about as good as Carson himself. I'm going to be in Memphis, too, not too long from now. Sure. Mm-hmm. He was also a radio man.
Rich Little
in Canada, yeah. And, you know, Dick Cavett, Johnny Carson, and the other guy, what's his name? Anyway, all of those guys were from Nebraska, which is weird.
Sure.
Yeah, every one of them.
Yeah. What about a small store that opens early, stays open pretty late, usually?
And like a 7-Eleven,
sure.
Which wouldn't be early around here. It'd need to be at like 5:30 to 11, you know, but that...
Do people around here use that term in general, say, like if they're going...
Well, around here it's Junior Food Mart.
Yeah.
You know, right, it's a Junior Food Mart, you know, convenience store, you know. Well, you just, around here, you're going to the store. You know, I was in Atlanta one time, spent a day or two with some friends, and they said something about going to get something. I said, well, you know. Anyway, I made mention of the fact that we were going to town, you know, and they laughed. Ha, 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 ha. They lived out at, you know, Decatur out there on, off of Shallowford, you know, 285. You turn off there at Shallowford and go down there, some of those apartments, you know. I said, we was going to town. Well, hell, you know, they live right in the middle of, quote, town, end quote, you know. Town for 115 miles there, you know.
Sure.
But, you know, they got a real big kick out of that. Yeah, you know, look, hey, Ma, I'm going to the store, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay. What would you put say food, if you wanted to heat up some food, something you could put it in if you didn't want to have to fire up the oven?
A boiler, you know, frying pan. You mean, you know, like if you're warming up the peas?
Sure.
Yeah, frying pan, boiler, skillet.
What about something that's electrically operated, like a skillet? What do you call that?
Electric skillet, you know. Generally, all the slow cookers and things like
right.
that, you know, they're, what do you even call them? I forgot now, you know, the crock pots, you know.
Sure, yeah.
And
what about these things that heat very quickly?
Hot plates.
Or, well, they're relatively new. Actually, little ovens.
Oh yeah, well, it's just, you know, they got a lot of different names, but you know, basically just a warmer, you know.
Same thing as these TV relay towers.
Yeah.
Microwaves.
Microwaves, yeah. You know, it's all a microwave. Of course, there's only one company that makes.